And this time on Culture File, can bingo save your soul and or the world? The unwary might immediately chime in with an answer here, but not our correspondent, comedian and writer Maurice Gohan. She's been giving careful thought and consideration to that and other questions of a new world in the making.
Everything is back open, except for the arts. Because we need to be social distancing, and that's nearly impossible in venues where live performance takes place. It does make sense. If you've ever seen how an audience of an opera behaves, coughing and spitting on each other, you'd understand that of course live performance is still banned. If only we could all be as well behaved as the patrons of pubs and Temple Bar at 11 p.m. every night. You can hear the echoes through the city. I'll only fight you if you're wearing a mask. There has been one saving grace, though. Bingo is back open. Thank God. Music and comedy and theatre, they're all still in purgatory. But old people calling out numbers to a room of 100 other old people, that's a-okay. As Voltaire said, I may disagree with what you have to say, but I will defend to the death for the reopening of bingo halls. Five minutes ago, we were cocooning old people. We turn our back for a hot second, and all the grandmothers have just run out of the house down to the bingo hall. In the UK, it's not faring any better. They have a ban on live performance of any kind. They have finally offered some government support this week, only a few short months after they siphoned millions to the cultural institution that is Wetherspoons. But is it too little, too late? A lot of people have already been forced out. Every few days I get emails of theatre venues closing. When we finally come back, the only people left in the arts will be rich people. People who could afford to not earn an income for a prolonged period of time because their grandmother still gives them an allowance. All that money they made from bingo. And what kind of culture will be produced if it's just rich people at the helm? I am worried about the future for live art. If the 2 meter rule has to be upheld, it will mean that realistically, there can be no live performances on the horizon. So where do we go from here? We've tried it online. Comedy has not worked. People have tried during the lockdown and it's been awful. Now there's drive-in comedy happening, where you sit in your car and you watch someone say jokes on a speaker you transmit into the car. Call me old-fashioned, but I just don't see that working. Comedy requires an intimacy that will only work once we have a vaccine. There's been recorded performances of plays. They might work. I really can't tell. Plays to me are the most boring thing to ever exist. Even a really good play is never as good as an okay film. Plays are full of actors who couldn't get on TV shouting from a stage. Or worse, actors from TV who are trying to explore themselves, like they're on some type of gap year from college. Stick to Harry Potter and save us from the suffering, please. The only plays I've found fun are pantos. He's behind you. That's entertainment. Not another Martin McDonagh piece about some man on a bog in Inishmore. I've been on a bog. And I've been to Inishmore. And let me tell you, no one could pay me to go back. Never mind me paying someone £49.50 plus booking fee to watch a rich man with a double-barreled name pretend to be there. The only thing that has translated well from live to on-screen is mass. Mass has actually gotten better because of Corona. Because if you have Now TV, you can fast-forward through the boring bits.
Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son. Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father. You take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer.
If you could have given me one superpower as a kid, it would have been to fast-forward mass.
Amen.
It's way too long. It's my biggest complaint. That, and make communion bread taste better. It's supposed to be the body of Christ. Shouldn't it at least have some seasoning? Now at home, you can just have a hunky-dory or a hobnob, which is miles better. When I was 15, I went Protestant for 6 months, just to rebel. What would your grandfather say? My mother would wail as she dropped me off every Sunday. Anything but a Protestant, please. But the Protestants know how to do a service. It's quick. You're in and out in 30 minutes. At Easter, they give out little chocolate eggs. That's real hospitality. The only thing the Catholic Church have given is shame. I'd much prefer a chocolate Easter egg. So the future of live theatre is, I think, Mass. What if we got priests to do bingo? That might be the solution to this new recession. 1, 2, the disciples are watching you. 6, 9, if you're in wedlock, that's fine. 3, I've risen from the dead and I've absolved you from your sins, so you're free. Okay, that last one needs work. But I really think I'm onto something.
Marie Scohan there with a proposal that might just be too hard a sell. And next time on Culture File, novelist Kate Zambrano.